Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I'm John Mercier, and I'm excited to be joined by my friend Jim Brzezinski. He is a partner at Tabak Law. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, John.
First off, thank you for what you do for veterans. You guys do so much good. We all talk about supporting our veterans, but at Tabak, you and your team really do that. Why is it so important that we get behind our veterans and we help them and help their families, which is what you do?
Yeah, well, it's truly an honor to serve our veterans. And I want to start off saying, you know, what we do is nothing compared to what our veterans have done for, you know, the country and, you know, just for all of us. So it's very important to help our veterans because there's just so many that are struggling and the system is very difficult to navigate. And, you know, the last thing you want to see is a hero that just with a little bit of help could have all that they need and seeing them just, you know, not being able to get what they need to function in society. And that's an overgeneralization because many veterans that need benefits are mostly fine, but they still have some sort of disability that they deserve compensation for. But yeah, it's important to make sure these people are taken care of.
I'm going to ask you about something that's been in the news recently in a moment, but first I want to ask you about something that people ask me about when they know that I know you. And that is that it's very difficult and complicated, Jim, to file a claim. And sometimes a veteran files a claim or their family's involved and they don't get it quite right or they get it denied. And that can be very frustrating. How do you help veterans and their families sort through making sure the claim gets taken care of in the right way?
Sure. Well, yes, it is very complicated. You know, a lot of times veterans are denied not because they did something wrong or not because the VA did something wrong, but because the law is so complicated that the veterans just don't know what they need to get the claim approved. So, you know, what we do is we help to look at the entire case, look at everything that the veteran is suffering from, and, you know, get all the paperwork filed that needs to be done. And, you know, sometimes it just boils down to needing medical opinions. And we've over the past decade, we've developed a network of doctors and specialists and, you know, all the people that you need to help to make sure that we can get a claim approved for the vets that deserve it.
I always say that at Tabak, one of the things you guys do is provide hope and guidance. So if somebody's been denied multiple times, maybe 5, 10 times or more, you can still help them try to sort
Absolutely.
Through things, right?
You know, those are the people that I want to call me the most because, you know, look, the easy cases, they don't need our help. It doesn't benefit us or them to have us involved. The people that are struggling and have been denied multiple times, that's who we can help. And that's who, quite frankly, can get the most out of it because if they've been denied, you know, several times and they've kept their claim alive, there could be a potential for them to get a huge back pay award.
The website, I'm going to give this out again before we're done, but here it is. It's TabakAttorneys.com. TabakAttorneys.com. Teams there that can help you, help your veteran, help you if you're a family member. Social Security can be something that's
Yes.
also difficult to sort through if you're a veteran or a family member that's entitled.
Absolutely.
Do you help with that?
Yes, we do for sure. And it can be complicated because of the work rules and the way that the military is as far as, you know, paying into the system and things like that. So it can be a little complicated, but we can help anyone that's looking for Social Security, veterans or someone that's not affiliated with the military at all. And, you know, it's something that, again, similar to the VA, we have people who have been denied, you know, multiple times come to us and we're able to get them approved.
You raise a great point, Jim, because you guys specialize in helping veterans, but you can help others too. You don't have
Yes.
to have a military background to get the expertise at Tabak Law.
For sure. For Social Security, that's exactly right.
I want to ask you about something that's been in the news, and that's burn pit issues, Agent Orange, residual damage from burn pit exposure, the PACT Act. Can you tell us what that is?
The PACT Act is huge. It's probably the biggest, you know, beneficial piece of legislation to come out in my lifetime for veterans. And what it does is it does a few things. It allows for veterans making claims for certain types of exposures. Mm-hmm. Burn pits is one you mentioned. They added a whole group of disabilities that are known to be associated with burn pits. And it really streamlines the process and makes it a lot easier for vets suffering from those conditions to get the benefits. You know, for example, some of them could be brain cancer and different types of cancers that, you know, for years and years, these people have been saying, hey, I know it's related to these burn pits. I just can't prove it. It allows these people to get the benefits they need and, you know, and hopefully make their lives a little easier. Similarly, with Agent Orange, one of the big ones that's now affiliated with Agent Orange is high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And, and you know, that's huge. There's many veterans that have had high blood pressure before it was expected for them to have high blood pressure because, let's face it, you know, a lot of people end up with high blood pressure. But you're having these young guys that were physically fit come back with just astronomical blood pressure numbers. So that's another one that is a lot easier. And it's just – it's huge. There's – the amount of good it will do is just immeasurable.
We only have a minute left, but I see ads for damage suffered for people who are at Camp Lejeune. Can you help someone figure out if they're in that category? And if so, give them some direction?
Absolutely. We work with people that are we work with people who are making claims for the Camp Lejeune Justice Act. And the cool thing about Camp Lejeune Justice Act is you don't have to be a veteran to get these benefits. This is an actual lawsuit that's being allowed to be filed, and it can be anyone that has the exposure that's needed to qualify. So it could be family members of veterans or even just people that lived close enough to the base that their water was contaminated by the various chemicals that we now know were in those in the water system.
If you or a loved one has been denied or feel your disability claim has been incorrectly evaluated by the VA, get in touch with the teams that I trust at Tayback Law. They're the best in the business. TaybackAttorneys.com, that's the website. That's a great place to start. TaybackAttorneys.com. Jim Brzezinski is the partner there helping our veterans. Jim, thank you for what you do. We don't take it for granted. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John. I really love what I do, and I love the people I help.
This has been the Sunday Sip. Check out TaybackAttorneys.com.